Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Well, good morning and welcome to yet another edition of Slice of Life. And we are carving out a live edition, and carving seems appropriate on this Halloween. I hope your Halloween weekend is off to a good year, and it has certainly been a scary year. Let's hope that the kids and others who celebrate the holiday can have a little fun today in what has become the era of COVID. But we are here to walk you through it day in and day out here at Entercom Radio. Happy to be with you live on another Saturday morning. And your calls and comments are certainly welcome. 803-1520 is our number. We have another fun and informative show. This show covers all sorts of topics week in and week out. And this week, we will talk with Gina Browning-Latuca in just a moment. She has been the longtime Chief Communications Officer at the SPCA serving Erie County. And why have Gina on at this point? Well, Halloween really has a lot to do with pets and pet safety. And we also will talk with Gina about an interesting program related to the men and women who serve in our military, pets and vets. And then later in the show, Michelle Talley will join us. Michelle is the owner of Kid to Kid. It's a wonderful consignment shop, and they are opening up a new location in addition to their longtime home on Niagara Falls Boulevard in Tonawanda. But first, without further ado, my good friend and one of the best communication officers in any company, Gina Latuca. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Brenda. Wow, thank you for that lead-in.
Oh, well-deserved. So at the SPCA, people may wonder, well, what does that have to do with Halloween? But there's a lot of safety considerations for pets on a day like Halloween. How does that work, Gina?
Well, there sure are. And, you know, it goes beyond safe costumes. If you're going to put your pet in a costume, make sure they're safe. You know, people have made a lot of accommodations and a lot of changes with COVID. But, you know, the animals are largely unaware of that. And if there is still going to be trick-or-treating going on, there still will be some doorbell ringing and some door knocking. And those people who have dogs and cats who become very nervous with that, they know what a terror tonight can be for their pets. So we always tell people, make sure you've got these animals distracted in another room with a noise they're familiar with, kind of like 4th of July. We give the same tip out with fireworks. Put the animals in a room where they're safe, but with a noise they're familiar with. So if you've got the TV on usually at home, put the TV on or the radio. Make sure that the animals are wearing ID. Because if that animal does have an opportunity to bolt, and a lot of animals who become nervous with door knocks and doorbell ringing, they become scared enough to bolt out that open door, make sure you've got ID on the animal so that it can be returned very quickly and promptly by a neighbor.
Well, even if I'm watching TV and there's a commercial with a doorbell that rings, my dog goes nuts. So imagine when so many people are coming to the door in your actual physical home and ringing the bell. That is just great advice, Gina. And, you know, you tend to open the door if you're participating. And as you point out, the animal could easily bolt out, even a small opening. Do you find that that this still happens a lot, or are people more aware of this as time goes by and, you know, the media tries to get the word out about it?
You know, years ago, probably about 15 years ago, those days after the 4th of July and those days after Halloween, we had such a high number of stray animals come in. And every year that number goes down. And I think it's because microchips have been on the upswing, and a lot of people who, for whatever reason, were nervous about putting collars and tags on their pets, they still found a way to identify their pets. A lot of animals will return before they ever had to come into a shelter. So I think it's a combination of all those things. People are more aware of the dangers. People are more aware of the variety of ways you can identify your pet because of the media, and because the media is so good sharing that information.
That's a great point. And more pertinent points can be found at yoursPCA.org/Halloween Pet Tips. But before we move on to another topic, Gina, I do want to point out that you had told me it's a good idea to always keep pets away from chocolate and candy. And obviously, you want to keep them away from any lit candles that may be around the house. The chocolate and candy can be lethal for some animals, correct?
It absolutely can. And depending on the animal's age, breed, health status, it could be deadly. We always tell people, you know, it seems like a lot of pet owners as adults, we know that. But sometimes we forget to relay this important information to our children. And now it's Halloween. The kids are home with candy. Whether they're trick-or-treating or not, there's usually candy all over the place around Halloween. We have to remember to tell the kids, don't share this with your best friends. You know, some of the little ones, they can't wait to get home to their best friends again, and they want to share. You know, some kids are actually very good at sharing, and they want to share with the animals, and it's very important that we remind the kids, don't give any of this. We'll have special treats for the dogs and cats and other animals. We'll have special Halloween treats, special holiday treats. Don't share your candy with the pets.
Right. Makes perfect sense. Well, on to another topic, and hard to believe because it's been such an unusual year for everybody around the world, quite literally, with the pandemic. But here we are, last day of October, and you are unveiling a special celebration of sorts to honor the armed services, the men and women of the armed services, this Veteran Day. And tomorrow is November 1st, and this goes through the 11th, which, of course, is Veterans Day. The SPCA serving Erie County is offering vets and pets waiving adoption fees. And that's, Gina, on most animals 5 months and older for individuals on active duty, the reserves, and honorable discharge, along with military members who may be service disabled. What a wonderful idea. How did this come about?
This, you know, we've been offering vets and pets every Memorial Day and every Veterans Day. And with COVID, we weren't really sure. We never closed adoptions, but we weren't sure that we would be able to do it. Memorial Day was kind of tricky. We were still sort of new in the throes of how to do this new kind of adoption. So we didn't do it. And I'll tell you what, we heard about it. We heard from people who missed it. And I guess I never realized how people really rely on this special. They started looking forward to it, and it started becoming a tradition. Vets and pets, free adoptions to current or past members of the armed forces, November 1st through 11th, right up through Veterans Day. This is for dogs and cats 5 months and older, not just at our shelter, but at all of our offsite locations. So it's wonderful, especially with people who are suffering. You know, you hear a lot about people suffering from some form of PTSD, especially after serving in the military. It's amazing to hear from these folks the difference an animal makes in their lives, whether it's just a companionship thing, whether it's a security thing. It's incredible to hear how these animals help some people, maybe not heal completely, but help them navigate through different forms of PTSD. It's really miraculous what animals can do with that.
I'm not surprised, Gina. As you know, I've been a longtime pet owner and pet lover, and I can't imagine my life without pets. My Siamese cat is literally sitting behind me as we talk this morning. We're sharing the chair. Our other cat is still sleeping, and our dog is still sleeping. He's a little bit of a slug. Yes, exactly. They provide not only, as you point out, companionship, but so much emotional support. They're so intuitive. If there's something going on in your life, they know, and they're just such a pleasure. There's nothing quite like the sound of a kitty purring contentedly as you sit with the cat, or a dog that just can't wait to see you, you know, and is so happy to see you when you walk into the door. I don't need to tell you, Gina, but animals are such a tremendous support system and offer so much joy. And I'm so thrilled that you recognize our military men and women. My husband is a proud Navy veteran, and I'm so always proud to say that about him. None of these people are suckers and losers. You know, these are people that served our country with honor and distinction and sacrificed a lot. So they deserve to have something like this. Now, for the offsite locations that you mentioned, that too is available at yourspca.org, correct?
That's right. Yep. You could see all of our offsite locations, and they're throughout the county. So there are some people who say, geez, you know, now since you've moved to West Seneca, it's hard for me to get there. But we've got offsite locations in Orchard Park, Hamburg, Clarence, Williamsville, Cheektowaga, all over the county. So make sure you take a look at yourspca.org and you can find all of our offsite locations. And like you said, Vets and Pets is good there too. It's not just at the shelter. It's become one of my favorite events. And I remember when we first started doing this, we had a serviceman who was volunteering for us in another capacity, and he was working with a dog. During Vets and Pets, he adopted that dog. And about 2 months later, when he was in for his volunteer shift, I asked him how it was going. And he said it was the first time in 3 years that he had been home from serving that he slept through the night, the first night that he had that dog in the house. That every sound, he was so hypervigilant, every sound would wake him up. And it was a form of it. It wasn't the only form of PTSD from which he suffered, but that was one of them. And from the first night he had that dog in the house, he started sleeping through the night. I'll never forget that story. It resonated with me, and it made me realize just how important a program like this is.
Oh, my gosh. It gives me goosebumps. We're talking with Gina Latuca, who is the Chief Communications Officer at the SPCA serving Erie County. And your main shelter, Gina, as you mentioned, is in West Seneca now after having been located on Ensminger Road in Tonawanda for many, many years. How long have you been at the West Seneca site now?
We've been here 3 years.
Wow, 3 years already.
The time flew.
Yes, yes. What's the actual address?
We're at 300 Harlem Road in West Seneca, and we're hoping to get a lot of visitors. Now we're changing some of our adoption policies with COVID. We've had dog appointment adoptions. We're trying to lift that on Monday, so we're going to see how it goes. We're still limiting the number of people in the building. But we're going to lift this, for Vets and Pets, we're going to lift this need for appointments, and we'll see how it goes. Right now you can come in and check out all of our animals, but again, we're limiting the occupancy in the building at this point.
Makes sense. And by the way, we should tip our hat to GEICO for sponsoring Vets and Pets.
Right. They came through for us. You know, again, it's been a tough year for everyone. We didn't know if we'd be able to offer Vets and Pets again, and thank you to GEICO for helping us make that possible.
Absolutely. We have so many good business partners and compassionate, caring people in this community, and always want to salute them. Gina, you mentioned about the waiving the need for adoption appointments for dogs starting Monday. What are some of the other things you're doing to maintain those safety protocols during the COVID era?
We had to make big changes, not just to our adoption protocols, but to our humane education program. You know, we have a couple programs that the children look so forward to. A lot of them would come in and read to shelter animals, and it was good for the animals, good for the kids. We had to modify that program. We still are offering it in a virtual way, and there are some in-person opportunities. We've got SPCA to-go backpacks to keep the kids active away from screens when they're home. So we've had a lot of changes to our humane ed programs, and people with kids might want to check those out. A lot of virtual opportunities and even some in-person opportunities for the kids.
Well, I hope you're busy. And I know Saturdays are a crazy day at the SPCA. Is it still your busiest day? And what do you do to accommodate people on Saturdays?
It sure is. And I'm glad you brought it up, because Saturdays we are still keeping the need for dog adoption appointments, because Saturdays are so crazy. We're waiving appointments Monday through Friday, but Saturdays we'll keep. Saturdays are busy. And what we do is allow a certain number of people in the animal viewing areas. We have an overflow area so that it doesn't get too crowded. You know, we want to keep up with that social distancing. People can wait in the overflow area, or we'll take their phone numbers down if they prefer to wait outside. We'll send them a text or give them a call when it's their turn to come into the building. So we're making sure that people are staying distanced even when they're in there looking at animals and hopefully adopting animals.
Do you find that people are cooperative about wearing masks and, listening to what your staff is saying as far as social distancing and other types of regulations that have to take place because of the pandemic?
Most often. I think like most places, it was very hard at first. People had to get into that routine and realize this was to keep them safe. What happens at our place is, you know, once you become interested in an animal, all of a sudden everything else goes out the window and you're so emotionally involved with getting to know that animal. So sometimes we have to remind them every so often, especially when the kids are there too. We're allowing 4 or 5 people in per guest pass. So limiting the number of family members who can come. But sometimes we have to put those little reminders out there.
Yeah, I suppose we all need them, especially if you're distracted and excited. And the facility itself is really spacious and a beautiful place that you have in West Seneca. You can see it from the thruway. I often notice that as I'm driving by. I think, wow, you know, what a difference from the way the SPCA was many, many years ago. It's really come a long way. And you employ a lot of people at the shelter too, Gina. I don't think that's something that people sometimes realize. How many are on your staff now?
About 90 on our staff.
Wow.
And we have on a good day, when we have all of our volunteers working during non-COVID times, we have about 2,000 volunteers. That's how it's all possible right there.
Yes, and that includes in the off-site locations as well, I would imagine.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. Now, it won't be long before we're talking again, I'm sure, around the Christmas season, the holiday season. What are you doing to prepare for that? And do you have any quick guidelines for people who may be considering a pet as a gift?
Well, you know, there are responsible ways. So many people talk about bringing pets in around the holidays as though it's always a bad thing all the way around. Not true. There are responsible ways to do it. And as we get closer to the holiday season, we'll talk to folks about how to safely bring a pet in as a gift into your own home. Usually not a good idea to get a pet to give away as a gift. And we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about a couple of the fundraisers that we have going on around the holidays too.
Well, that's a perfect note to end this conversation on, Gina. If people do want to donate to the SPCA serving Erie County, which does not receive government funding, how would one do so?
They could always go right to our website, yourspca.org. And it's always a good place to go because it tells you the different ways you can donate. Some people want to donate in memory or in honor of a person or pet, maybe as a wedding gift or a birthday present. Other people want to do some sort of a tribute to someone. So there are all different ways to donate, and you could designate your dollars. So go right to yourspca.org and you'll find the way that's right for you.
Truly a one-stop resource. Gina Latuca, as always, a great source of information, and thank you for your many years of service to the community and the SPCA. Great to have you on board, Gina.
Thanks so much for giving us this chance, Brenda.
Anytime. We'll be back with more Slice of Life. We're going to talk about some kid-to-kid topics with Michelle Talley right after this.
Thanks for tuning in to Slice of Life. Now back to your hostess with the mostess, Brenda Alacy.
Yes, indeed, the Monster Mash. Happy Halloween, everybody. And don't forget to set your clocks back an hour. You get an extra hour of sleep. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. So, I kind of dread that early darkness, but not much we can do about it. What we can do is save money and find some great deals on clothing at a wonderful store called Kid to Kid. And it's owned by our next guest, Michelle Talley. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome back to Slice of Life.
Thank you, Brenda. Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Yes, you too. Thanks. You getting dressed up tonight, Michelle?
No, I'm actually going to go into work for a little while. We're going to close a little early, so our moms can go out and trick-or-treat with their kids, and I want to go in and do a little bit of work. But, that's all good, though. It's all very good.
Yes, and it's nice that the sun is out, too. It's cold, but it's a beautiful day so far.
Yes.
Now, for folks who don't know what Kid to Kid is, Michelle, how would you describe it? It's not just another consignment shop, right?
No, I wouldn't call us consignment. We are the Best of Kids Resale. Our first store, we've been around for about 4 years now. We're located in Tonawanda on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and we buy the Best of Kids Resale. So we buy children's apparel from sizes 0 or newborn up to size 14, baby gear, toys, swings, pack and plays, that kind of thing, baby gear, and like I said, toys as well. Everything for moms and babies and kids. So it's great because kids grow out of things so quickly, and we're able to pass that on to another customer, another family.
And with COVID still in our lives, unfortunately, Michelle, how do you maintain a level of cleanliness and make sure that people don't have concerns about perhaps using clothes that other people had? How does that all work?
Well, we follow New York State guidelines for retail stores. So we have up our plastic sneeze guards or our barrier shields, and we clean the store every day. We wipe down all the surfaces after every customer, wipe down carts. Everyone must wear a mask. We still buy items every day. That's the livelihood of our business. We buy items every day, and we ask that people bring them in bins or baskets as mandated. So we go through those items and then pay cash on the spot or more in store credit, but we take every precaution that we can due to New York State regulations.
And, you know, it's strange to say, but it's almost become routine now, right? I mean, everybody kind of knows the deal.
Now you're local. We don't have any problems with customers.
That's great to hear. And, you know, for me, Michelle, I can tell you, I prefer to go into smaller stores rather than some of these giant, big box stores, because I feel like there's a little more control when it comes to the cleanliness and people cooperating with the protocols. Now, your location that you mentioned that you opened 4 years ago is 1060 Niagara Falls Boulevard. That's not far from Sheridan, right?
That's correct. We're near Sheridan. We are in the FedEx Plaza near Guitar Center. A nice size store. We buy, like I said, we buy and sell every day to the public, and we're open 7 days a week.
Wow, that's fantastic. And exciting news, you have a new place opening in West Seneca at the end of November.
It's great news. We're crazy, but it's great news. We always wanted a location in the South Town, so we are going to be in the Southgate Plaza, which is a booming plaza, great area of West Seneca.
Yes, it certainly is a busy spot, and it's a great landmark location. Even if you don't know the South Towns real well, I would say many people certainly know the Southgate Plaza. You're a small business, and it's never an easy thing to run, especially in a state like New York, but in a pandemic, it's got to be even more challenging. When people ask you about the importance of supporting small businesses, what do you say, Michelle?
Well, we're very passionate because this is our life, and anyone that owns a small business understands this. So, supporting the community, supporting small business is probably one of the most important things you can do right now. We help the community; we're a big part of the community. And when you go to the big box stores, they're all well and good. We all go to Target. But when you support a small business like ours, you're supporting a family. You're supporting many people that work for this store. And it's just great all around for the community to give back and to be a part of the Tonawanda and the West Seneca area.
Right. And as you mentioned, resale is good for the environment, for the community, to help people, who have growing kids or new moms, grandparents. But you also employ people, Michelle. You're hiring for buyers and store associates. And it's so great because if you go to kidtokid.com, you can click right on the website to apply for a job. So really excellent, excellent things. As we close, Michelle, what's the best way to reach you at Kid to Kid in Tonawanda, and then how to reach you in West Seneca?
Right. Kid to Kid, just go to our Facebook page. We have areas there where you can ask us questions. We also have a Kid to Kid West Seneca page that's become very active. You can ask questions there. You can leave messages for me about looking for a job. I am hiring in the West Seneca area, and I'm also hiring in Tonawanda. So I'm always looking for somebody that's energetic, got a great smile, loves customer service. I am hiring. And we have very active pages that I usually answer quite quickly.
Support small business. What better message could you have, for sure, especially as we approach the holiday season? Kid to Kid, you can see the store at 1060 Niagara Falls Boulevard. More info coming up on the West Seneca site. Michelle Talley, thanks a million for what you're doing. And how about if you come back closer to the holidays? I'd love to talk with you again.
I would love to. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate your business and your support. Thank you, Brenda.
And thank you, Michelle. And my thanks to Jim Stelliano, who is our producer this morning, doing his usual stellar job. Thanks for tuning in to Slice of Life. We'll talk to you next week right here on ESPN 1520.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life on ESPN 1520.